Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Amir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Monday, the 16th of November. Starting on with AsiaMet Resources, a requested stock which has broken recent neckline resistance after gapping up through 3 pence last month. Neckline resistance around 4.4 pence. While we're above that on an end of day closed basis, up to hopefully at the top of the rising August trend channel at 7.5 pence, hopefully by the end of next month. This stage only really back below the floor of the channel, around 4.3 pence or sub that level, really delaying the upside scenario. Block Energy is back as well. That's looking rather more healthy than it has for some time. We've just got this little bull flag breakout today, breaking the initial November resistance of 3.3 pence. And also recent, post-September resistance at 3 pence as well. Taking out that August peak around 3.5 too, but the main thing really here is that there was a bull flag above the 3 pence level, and we've gapped up through that or pushed up through that. Top of the channel here up to 6.5 pence, and hopefully that will be seen on a 1 to 2 month time frame. At this stage, only really back below 3 pence, really delaying the upside scenario. Copper, obviously, a very strong market at the moment, and so anything which is a play on that, looking good. Castillo Copper gapped up through the 20-day moving average today at 2.7 pence. There is the resistance around 3 pence from recent months, but with that gap up today, that does suggest that the bulls are now in charge, and the shares could hit the top of that, well, hit that August resistance line projection currently pointing at 4.5 pence plus. Hopefully as soon as the end of next month. Wonderfully named stock coming up next, Cloud Coco. And here we've had a gap through the 50-day line, one of our favorite setups here, technical setups, that is. Also breaking that falling wedge, or that resistance line there from October, around 1.1 pence. So the view here is that while we're above the 50-day line at 1.2 pence, we could head up towards the top of that rising December trend channel at 2.6 or 2.7 pence as soon as the end of next month, or at least going into January. Couldn't resist looking at Eco Atlantic, which after lots of jiggery pokery around the 20 pence level may finally be on its way. The reason for saying that is the way that we had that final bear trap below 20 pence for the turn of the month. And shares have climbed back quite well ever since. Breaking the 50-day line and breaking that line of resistance from June at 20.5 pence. So end of day close above that. Should it be enough to take the shares on their way, at least to 25 pence, which is the recent resistance. But ideally over the next 1 to 2 months towards the May resistance line projection currently pointing to a 38 pence target. Be cautious on the shares, which some might be after the, I suppose, 3 or 4 months of them doing nothing or trading sideways. Then wait for a weekly close above the 200-day moving average at 22.75 pence. Next up is a stock which has got its, I think it's got its interims later this week. Halfords, the bike people, included this largely on the basis that, as you can't buy a Brompton anywhere at the moment, maybe the they've got good demand for their products. Rising trend channel here, up to within a March trend channel. Top of the channel there at £3, and end of day close through £2.50, which is post-October resistance, could be enough to get us up to £3 or even more. Stop loss on the buy argument at the moment, back below the 50-day moving average at £2.17. And Condesi is the next contender, and here you can see that the shares have spiked up quite well, even breaking that intraday peak from last month at 4.3 pence. End of day close above that could be enough to take the shares up towards a February line of resistance heading towards 7 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of next month, and only really back below the 200-day moving average at 3.9 pence, really delaying the upside scenario. Covering Oracle Power next on its latest foray into Australia. Here you can see that the shares have been bumping along the bottom or near the 0.6 pence level for some months now, since July, and actually even before that. Probably need to see an end of day close through the 200-day moving average at 0.72 pence to really get this stock going. If we can get that, then the 2 to 3 month target would be up to a December resistance line projection currently pointing as high as 1.4 pence. So breaking the 200-day line really is what the stock needs to do over the near term. Lots of interest on Twitter at the moment with Power Metals. There normally is interest in the stock anyway, but particularly today it would seem with the breakthrough last week's resistance at 2 pence. End of day close above 2 pence, and that line of resistance from October could be enough to take the shares on to the first target here, which is up to the top of that rising June trend channel at 3 pence. At this stage, only really back below the floor of the channel at 1 3/4 pence, delaying the upside scenario. I had a request for Rolls-Royce, which went rather feeble after its recent attempt to clear the 200-day moving average on the daily chart. We had a sort of brief two-day spike through that level, disappointing that we weren't able to sustain 109. Probably the way of playing it now is to look for an end-of-day close back above that late October resistance at 102 pence. If we can get that, then maybe the shares will then head towards the previously anointed target towards £1.40, which is the top of a July trend channel. But 102, I think, the number to beat now. And at the moment, as far as support is concerned, the 20-day moving average at 83 pence, really the last chance for the bulls to get a sustained recovery at Rolls-Royce. A lot of talk on Vela as well, which went back to its recent support area at the end of last week, and the 200-day moving average at 0.07 pence. While we're above that, I suppose the technical glass here is half full rather than half empty. It'd be good to see an end-of-day close above the 50-day line at 0.085. That could take us up to 0.1 or 0.11 over the following few sessions if we get some traction above that particular level. Good news today from Wishbone, and here we've got the shares still in that consolidation, I suppose, between 10 and 12 pence, looking for an end-of-day close through 12 pence to give us the previously called 18 pence target, which is that August line of resistance. And while we're above the 20-day line at 8.8, really, the bull argument very much remains in place. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.